Encryption by Dirty Soap and Wisp Yoongi. Summary. Detective Jung Ho-seok gets assigned the case of his career to track down the cybercriminal only known as Gloss. He enlists the help of computer genius Min Yoongi. But what happens when his consultant turns out to be a blessing and a curse? Ho-seok is extremely popular at the precinct. Which makes sense, because he walks in for work every morning with a smile, no matter how shitty things are in his personal life. He doesn't have problems with his co-workers, and his bosses respect his work ethic. By all accounts, he's a talented, hard-working detective. But despite all his good qualities, he still can't quite understand how he's ended up in this situation. I'm sorry, I don't think I heard you correctly. Maybe there's been some sort of a mistake. Seokjin shakes his head.
The order came down directly from the brass NIS. They want you leading this investigation, and you have access to whatever resources you need.
He shifts the file around so Ho-seok can see it for himself. It's there, clear as day in black and white. But I'm just a junior detective. Why would they put me in charge of something this important?
His boss shrugs his shoulders. If I were you, I'd stop asking questions about why, and start figuring out a game plan. A case like this is a career maker, Ho-seok. You nail this, and you're a shoo-in for a promotion. You bring in Gloss, and you'll be set for life.
Everybody in Korea knows who Gloss is. A cybercriminal who releases the government's deepest and darkest secrets, all in the name of holding the people in charge of running their country accountable for their actions. Some citizens thought he belonged behind bars, and others thought he was a hero worthy of being worshipped. It was a polarizing but well-known topic discussed on the news, especially because his little leaks of information concerning scandals and cover-ups had been occurring at a higher frequency of late.
Do you have a problem with this case? You aren't a fan of Gloss, are you?
A fan? Ho-seok stammers. Of course not. He's breaking the law, stealing secrets. He's a criminal.
Couldn't agree more. Seokjin leans back in his chair, taking a sip from his coffee, seeming satisfied with his answer. Any other questions?
Ho-seok's eyes fly over the pages. It's a small file for now, just a timeline of dates and topics that Gloss has exposed to the public over the past year.
Not really.
He looks at the bottom of the report, squinting at the name.
Min Yoongi? Who's that? It states here that he's a civilian?
Your liaison. The department hired him to help track the moves Gloss is making online. Apparently, our perp is good. Too good for our guys here at the station to track. This Yoongi is supposed to be one of the best in cybersecurity. The department spent a fortune to get him on our side, so we sure as hell better see some results.
We'll get them. I'll see to it, sir. Ho-seok promises.
Seokjin sets down his mug with a sigh. His contact information is in the file. You're meant to work with him side by side. So treat him like he's your partner, and don't piss him off. This guy could be the reason we make or break the case.
Understood.
Ho-seok closes the file and stands, bowing to his boss before leaving his office with focused steps. The moment he closes the door behind him, he nearly collapses against it. It's a lot of pressure. This is the first case he's ever taken point on, and it's important. Seokjin was right. Taking this case could make his career, but if he failed to discover the true identity of Gloss and bring him in handcuffs, well, it wouldn't be a stretch to imagine that it would be the beginning of the end for him as a detective. He first meets Min Yoongi by accident. He'd been emailing with the guy, trying to arrange a meeting, but the man on the other end of the emails was elusive, to say the least. He wrote in single-word answers, and his signature was an obnoxious MYG at the end of every message. Hoseok had wanted to scream, because, like Seokjin had said, this Yoongi guy was the key to his success in this case. He's mulling over one such email, glaring down at his phone, when he runs into someone hard enough for the man to spill his coffee and Hoseok to toss his files all over the floor. He looks up to scold whoever it is, or at least give them a rude glare, but instead finds fox-like, inquisitive eyes that are so sharp he feels like he's staring down a broken mirror. The detective is a little bit ashamed to admit that, internally, he was expecting this Yoongi to look like the stereotypical computer nerd, with thick glasses and shirts buttoned up too high to be considered fashionable. But the Yoongi he sees, well, he isn't hard on the eyes in the slightest. He's actually rather handsome, even if he is admittedly aloof. Yoongi doesn't smile much, and rarely makes eye contact. When he does, it's so cutting, it's almost uncomfortable. But he's smart, and his knowledge of gloss fills in all the gaps that Hoseok had been stressing over since he was handed the case. "How do you know so much about gloss?" Hoseok asks over their third coffee meeting, Yoongi typing away furiously at a small laptop that looks very obviously homemade out of custom parts and pieces that Hoseok doesn't know how to operate. "I mean, you're like the leading expert, according to your NIS file. They say you're the only one who has ever been able to make any sense of the encryption that Gloss uses." Yoongi looks up at him, gaze hard, and doesn't say anything for a long minute. Eventually, he shrugs one shoulder, downing the rest of his coffee. Black, dark roast, two sugars. "I'm as good of a hacker as he is." It's a good enough answer for Hoseok. He doesn't know what makes the small black-haired man across from him tick, but he isn't sure he wants to. "Well, it's a good thing you're on our side, huh?" Yoongi stops typing, his eyes flicking away from the computer screen to zero in on Hoseok.
"What is that supposed to mean?"
Hoseok turns red.
"I just meant, you know, you're working for us instead of with the enemy. We're lucky."
He tries to joke, but it falls flat. He looks away, messing with some papers.
"I'll just... yeah."
Yoongi goes back to typing, a curious little smile curving up at the corner of his lips. They continue in a strange sort of coexistence over the next few weeks. There's this tension between them, a wall that seems to separate them, no matter how hard Hoseok tries to break it down. Yoongi stays generally unreadable, refusing all of Hoseok's attempts to make small talk, his eyes always staring at his computer screen instead of at his companion. He isn't sure if the smaller man hates people in general, or if it's just him in particular. Hoseok supposes he shouldn't complain. At least Yoongi seemed extremely dedicated to the case. The opposite would definitely be much worse, and he seemed hopeful that things were moving in a positive direction. It seemed like each day they worked together, they grew just a little bit closer to picking up on Gloss's trail. Things settle into a bit of a routine for them. They meet up in a coffee shop to discuss the case. Yoongi always orders the same thing, a black coffee in a mug, with two sugars, and a blueberry muffin. He stirs the sugar in with his spoon, almost achingly slow, his eyes trained on his laptop screen as he does it. And then he eats his muffin even slower, breaking off little pieces of the treat with his elegant fingers, making the small snack last for hours, licking the crumbs off of his fingertips. Hossok spends an inappropriate amount of time staring at his hands, which he would feel guilty for if he ever believed there was a chance of him getting caught. But he knows the other man is so captivated by his fancy hacking that he'll never notice. Hossok shuffles through his files, trying to find connections and patterns between the people and organizations that Gloss chooses to target, but usually comes up just the tiniest bit short. He tries to stay optimistic enough for the both of them, but it seems like at the end of each week, he writes up a report to hand over to Sokjin that's only a few paragraphs different than the previous week's status update. There's a routine, and the fourth week into it, when Hossok shows up early and supplies Yoongi with his coffee and muffin before he even has the chance to order it, he gets to see the other man smile for the first time. It's silly, because a smile is something so simple, but hours after they part ways, Hossok can't stop thinking about it, humming a tune to himself all throughout the rest of his shift. So when he shows up at the cafe the next day, and finds Yoongi sitting inside at his favorite corner table, no coffee, no muffin, and his computer not even out of his messenger bag, Hossok is instantly on alert. He walks over and slumps down into a chair, eyebrows furrowed together. "What's wrong, Yoongi? Did something happen? Did you get new intel? Bad intel?" Yoongi doesn't dignify that question with a response. "We're going on a trip." He immediately stands and walks out of the coffee shop, leaving Hossok stuttering behind him.
"Wait!"
Hossok says, as soon as he gets his bearings, charging after the smaller man.
"We're going on a what?"
Yoongi stops abruptly, and Hossok nearly runs into him.
"We're doing some recon. Do you want to follow this lead on Gloss, or do you want to sit inside the coffee shop all day?"
Hossok gets wide-eyed and has to remember to close his mouth, which was hanging gape.
Okay. Let's go. We can take my car. I park just around the corner. I'd rather walk."
Yoongi sets a brisk pace, the spring breeze whipping against his cheeks and tousling his jet-black hair as they make their way down the street.
"Care to tell me where we're going?"
"Lee Pharmaceuticals,"
Yoongi says, without further explanation, and Hossok coughs.
"Do you mind telling me why we're going there?"
"Because I intercepted an email from Gloss to one of his supporters. He was looking into their financials. They're supposed to be having a press conference today to announce a new drug, so I want to check it out."
Hossok feels a jolt of excitement run through his body. After weeks and weeks of nothing, finally something is happening. Something that might take them closer to solving the case.
"Yes! Yes! Let's go!"
10 minutes later, they're standing in front of a clear glass building, where a decently sized crowd is gathered in front of a podium. Hossok looks up the company on his phone, recognizing the face of the CEO and the head of research and development standing at the microphone. The press conference is short, and it's mostly about medical jargon that Hossok doesn't understand. All in all, it seems to be pretty uneventful, so he's convinced it was a failed trip.
"Do you want to
follow me?" Yoongi takes off through the crowd as the press conference nears its end, zigzagging through the people so quickly that Hossok has to struggle to keep up.
"What are we doing?" Hossok hisses,
but Yoongi grabs his wrist, tugging him through the glass doors into the building. Hossok's eyebrows shoot up when Yoongi holds up a badge, scanning it so they can slip into the employee area.
Yoongi,
Hoseok protests, but the other boy shushes him. He leads him confidently through the building, almost as if he knows where he's going.
What are we doing here?
I told you. Recon.
Yoongi stops at the door, lifting up the badge again to open up another room.
Here, put this on.
Why do I need to wear this?
Hoseok asks. For some reason, following the other boy's orders, the both of them now wearing white lab coats.
So you won't look suspicious.
Yoongi heads back down the hallway, but Hoseok can't bite his tongue.
How do you even know where you're going?
Because I studied the layout of this building. Gloss wanted something from here, and I want to figure out what.
And how do you plan to do that? How could we use anything we find in court? We don't even have a search warrant.
I'm sure the prosecution will get creative. It wouldn't be the first time they accidentally stumble upon some evidence.
He rolls his eyes, swiping through to the R&D area. The department is mostly empty, the majority of the staff outside for the speeches about the new drug, so they don't run into anyone.
Keep an eye in the hallway. And don't ask questions.
You really expect me to be your lookout when I don't even know what you're doing?
Yes. And the less you talk, the faster I'll be able to work, Yoongi says, plugging some device into the USB port
and pulling out some of his gear to begin his hacking.
You cannot literally expect me to sit here and witness you commit a crime.
Yoongi sighs, turning around to face Hoseok fully.
Do you want to catch Gloss or not?
Of course I do.
Hoseok crosses his arms.
Well, what's that saying? Sometimes, to make an omelet, you have to break a few eggs.
Yoongi turns back to what he's doing, but Hoseok isn't satisfied in the least.
Listen.
Hoseok steps closer, giving Yoongi a hard look.
We might not really be partners, but if we're going to work together, you're going to have to respect me. If you want me to help you, you have to start explaining things to me. Now.
Yoongi sighs.
I think Gloss is going to try and hack into their mainframe during the press conference. I don't know why, but I think something about this new drug is important to him. I'm hoping that I can intercept his signal when he tries to hack into their security system, and then hopefully I'll be able to track his IP address.
Was that so difficult?
Hoseok asks rhetorically, going back over to the door to peek through the hallway. He keeps his eyes alert, tracking for any sort of movements as Yoongi types away on his keyboard.
How's it going? He asks after a few minutes, when Yoongi huffs in annoyance. I was wrong.
What?
Hoseok chances a glance at him, seeing him begin to pack up his things angrily.
I was wrong. Or I wasn't. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was too late.
What do you mean?
He already accessed the system. He was already gone by the time I got in. I couldn't track him. All of this was for nothing. Come on, let's just get out of here.
He pulls Hoseok into the hallway, but the detective stops him with a firm hand.
Hey, it wasn't completely a loss. You were right. Gloss was targeting this company. That's valuable information. Now we have a solid lead that we can investigate. It was worth it.
Don't try to lie just to make me feel better.
I'm not lying. Today was a win. You should be happy, Yoongi.
Yoongi opens his mouth to argue when the lab doors suddenly beep, signifying that they have been unlocked. Hoseok panics, because there's no legitimate reason for them to be there, and he can already imagine the shitstorm of paperwork he's going to have to file in order to sort this out. He could lose his badge for this. The doors slowly start to open, and before he can even move, Yoongi is pushing him against the wall, kissing him right on the lips. Hosok's eyes practically double in size, but Yoongi's hands, those large, gorgeous hands, tangle in his hair.
What? Kiss me,
Yoongi whispers, moving back in. And this time, Hosok doesn't resist, closing his eyes and kissing him back. His heart is racing in his chest, and he moves his hands to the shorter man's waist, pulling him close as their lips move together. Yoongi moans, which is this deep, gorgeous sound, and for a second Hosok completely forgets where he is, just focused on the feel of Yoongi's soft lips and his fingers gripping his hair.
Oh my god!
A woman's voice cries out, and they instantly break apart. She looks away embarrassed, and Yoongi uses that opportune moment to grab Hosok's hand to drag him out of the door. Sorry, he murmurs over his shoulder at the woman, keeping his head down as he leads them out the building through the side door. He doesn't stop moving until they're a few blocks away, their hands still loosely tangled together.
Why did you kiss me?
Because public displays of affection make people uncomfortable. Yoongi smiles at him, his eyes sparkling with mischief. That was a close call, but she definitely didn't get a clear look at our faces. We should be good now.
Yeah,
Hosok agrees. His cheeks red as Yoongi finally lets go of him, his fingers tracing down his palm as he releases his hand.
Yeah, you're right. That was quick thinking. Very smart.
The older man chuckles. See you tomorrow, Hosok. Yoongi bites his lip, looking down at Hosok's mouth as he steps backwards, before those sharp eyes flicker up to hold Hosok's gaze. I'm sure we will have a productive day together. Hosok nods, watching as Yoongi disappears into the crowd. His hand comes up to hover over his lips, the kiss still lingering there after all this time. He definitely didn't see the day going this way, but it would be a lie to say he wasn't excited about the case. They just had a big breakthrough with Gloss. Maybe even with each other. It's 4 months later when Hosok wakes up to a call from Seokjin telling him that an NIS agent working in close proximity to the Gloss case, one of the detective's direct supervisors, was shot in Hapjeong while following up on a potential lead. It's gruesome. A sniper rifle from a good distance went clean through her chest, piercing her heart. She was dead instantly. Hosok panics. He's been trained for this, of course. It often happens that the bad guy retaliates and tries to take out those who are getting close to sniffing out his trail. From what he's learned of the hacker, Hosok is shocked that Gloss would pull such a stunt. The whistleblower immediately goes from an internal worry to the top of a nationwide most wanted list. He knows this case, and his job in general, is about to become a lot more complicated.
You need to get somewhere safe and lie low while we try to make sense of all of this. It's not Gloss's typical MO, and we're scrambling. Don't come to the station, Seokjin says urgently. They didn't find the shooter. Your name is at the top of the list of people working on the case.
Hosok has only one thing on his mind. Yoongi. Yoongi's name is definitely higher on the list of people who work on the Gloss case. There's no way in hell that if Gloss had decided to start taking out the most valuable players on the case, Yoongi wouldn't be the first name on that list. Hosok hangs up on Seokjin, ignoring his requests. He barely has time to throw some clothes on and grab his keys before he's speeding out of his apartment, practically skidding down the stairs as he sprints to his car. He tries Yoongi's phone and finds it off, and his panic builds. He doesn't know how to define what exists between them. The months after that kiss have been confusing at best. Lots of long stares and memories of what it felt like to have Yoongi's lips, his body pressed against his. And it's frustrating, having to work beside him day in and day out, while not addressing the very big question mark that exists between them now. But the idea of Yoongi bleeding out is terrifying enough to Hoseok that it makes his heart beat out of his chest as he speeds through Seoul's busy streets towards Yoongi's apartment. Moments later, he's pounding on Yoongi's door, desperate to get inside. Every moment that Yoongi doesn't answer, Hoseok's terror rises. He pulls out his phone, ready to call it in. In his haste to get here, he'd left his gun at his apartment, so he's unarmed in the event that some sort of assailant is on the other side of the door. But before he can get a chance, the door swings open. Yoongi looks rumpled, still dressed in plaid pajama pants and a black t-shirt that hangs low on his chest. "Sokka," Yoongi says softly, and Hoseok can't hold himself back from lunging at the smaller man, taking him into his arms and hugging him impossibly close. "Oh God, I thought... He looks around, making sure the coast is clear, before hurriedly moving Yoongi to a part of his apartment where they aren't at a vantage point of any windows. He cups Yoongi's face, looking him over, his mind needing the reassurance that he was, in fact, okay. Alive. Alive. Yoongi stares back at him, looking paler than usual, watching Hoseok's each and every move. "We have to get out of here," Hoseok says simply. "We have to get you somewhere safe." "Sokka, I'm assuming you've heard. Young, the agent that got shot, she was working our case. They could be coming here next. You aren't safe." "Sokka." "What?" Hoseok stares at Yoongi, who simply lets out a sigh. "It wasn't Gloss." Hoseok blinks, pulling back to look into Yoongi's piercing eyes. "What? What do you mean?" "It wasn't Gloss," Yoongi repeats, his gaze unflinching.
"But how do you know?"
"Because Gloss isn't a bad person, Sokka. He's not evil. He's not a murderer. Whatever you think of him, of what he does, he would never hurt anybody. I've been tracking his every move for months and months. I've been basically living inside of his brain. He just wouldn't fucking do this. He wouldn't."
"He's unpredictable, Yoongi. You said so yourself. He's almost impossible to track, because he's always one step ahead of us. What if we're getting too close? What if he panicked, wanted to retaliate?"
"He didn't."
"How do you know?"
"Because I was tracking his movements this morning. He's been trying to hack into some classified military documents regarding humanitarian crises and torture cases from the DMZ. I was watching him bounce against their servers, looking for weak spots with his Trojan horses and malware. He wasn't out fucking sniping agents. That's not his style. You know this. You know him too. Think, Sokka."
Hoseok can't argue. He can't. Because he spent months and months trying to get inside of the hacker's head too. And Yoongi's right. This isn't his style. Gloss is almost a folk hero, internationally known for his constant work against corruption and human rights violations. While Hoseok wants to bring him in, make him face justice for his crimes, he also knows that Gloss isn't a killer. He's a whistleblower who truly believes he's doing the right thing. The detective had been suspicious of Gloss and his intentions in the beginning, But after the expose on Lee Pharmaceuticals, the very place where he and Yoongi snuck into, where they had their first kiss, even though that's not the important part, which he definitely doesn't think about constantly, every single time he sees Yoongi play with his lips, which is something he does constantly whenever he's in deep thought. Gloss had posted a very detailed hit piece on the company, showing that they had bought out smaller companies supplying a specific drug for a rare disease, with the intention of driving up the price of the treatment by nearly 150%. People had died, unable to afford treatment, the consequences of their greed proven to be fatal. People had been furious, and since then, the company had gone bankrupt, a few people on the board of directors even facing criminal indictments. From there, Hoseok's opinion on Gloss had started to change. He still was determined to catch him. That was his job. But it would be a lie to say that he didn't see the positive impact Gloss made. The hacker focused on taking out the big players, corrupt politicians, evil bankers, and chaebols with their hands in too many powerful pockets. He'd never harm a government worker just doing their job. "Then what's happening?" Hoseok asks desperately. "Who's doing this? What if we're still in danger?"
"Hey."
Yoongi grabs Hoseok's face, looking deeply into his eyes.
"I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I know I'm not the detective. I don't carry the gun. But you are not going to get hurt."
Hoseok looks into his eyes searchingly. His blood is still pumping hot with a mixture of fear and relief and confusion. But Yoongi looks so earnest. Hoseok feels his walls crumbling down, desperate to let Yoongi inside. "God," Hoseok says, reaching forward to curl his fingers into Yoongi's shirt against his chest. I thought they'd gotten to you. When you didn't answer your phone, I thought it was too late." Yoongi shakes his head.
"I turned off my phone so I couldn't be tracked, just in case. Well, I tried to do some reconnaissance and figure out who had the motives to do such a thing. Who would want to frame Gloss for something so violent? I was going to come find you. I was just about to leave.
I just had this horrible feeling in my gut. This horrible vision of you lying face down in a puddle of your own blood, and I wasn't there to save you." Hoseok feels tears stinging his eyes. The fear he'd felt earlier in the day makes all of his emotions come spilling out without filter.
You, I can't lose you. I can't."
Yoongi looks into the detective's eyes, his own dark and unreadable, but intense. Almost as if he's trying to hack his way into Hoseok's soul, breaking through lines of code and safeguards to get his deepest secrets and complexities. Hoseok doesn't hide what he's feeling, though. He can't. Not anymore. It's written all over his face. Yoongi doesn't respond to Hoseok's last statement, but instead brushes his thumb tenderly against his cheekbone.
"I don't know who did this. I don't know what their agenda is. But I'll do anything to keep you safe, Sokka," Yoongi whispers. "Anything."
It's an odd statement that seems to come out of nowhere. After all, like Yoongi mentioned, he's not the detective. He's not the one that walks around armed. He's not the one with defense training. Hoseok is. But there's something about the way he says it, unflinching, intense, that makes Hoseok believe him. Months of internalization, months of denial, months of trying to rationalize that kiss away as a spur-of-the-moment cover-up method come crumbling down in Hoseok's heart. In an instant, He's both moving forward and pulling Yoongi toward him by his shirt, crashing their lips together. It's a different kiss than the one they shared at Lee Pharmaceuticals. This one feels heavy, like the urgency in their hearts is trying to break free through the movement of their lips, their hands wandering to touch and feel every part of each other they can manage. Hoseok realizes that he's fallen for Yoongi, and that's that. And he can feel Yoongi's emotions too, in every kiss and every touch. Later, after they've both satisfied the flames looking at the insides of their chests, the insistent and desperate need to touch and to kiss and to taste, Yoongi draws patterns onto Hoseok's back with the tips of his fingers. There aren't any sniper shots that shatter Yoongi's windows. It's peaceful. "Hyung," Hoseok whispers, looking into Yoongi's eyes, wrapped up in his arms. "What did you mean earlier about keeping me safe?" Yoongi lets out a soft sigh and leans in, kissing Hoseok's swollen lips once more. It isn't a gesture that Hoseok should forget, but the younger boy understands that Yoongi is trying to tell him to let it go. And he does, because Yoongi is full of endless complexities and contradictions, and he just wants to focus on the fact that he's breathing for the time being, and nothing else. They don't put a name on it. It feels almost forbidden, too. Hoseok knows that fraternization with a liaison is something that would be extremely frowned on by the department, maybe even costing him control over this case at the least, and losing his job at the most. But he doesn't ask Yoongi any questions concerning their relationship, hiding behind the excuse of his job, because it's easier than confronting the fact that not only does he not really know what's happening between them, but he's technically breaking the rules to be with him. Because for some reason, rules and regulations all seem to disappear when him and Yoongi are alone, when the older man pulls him into his embrace and kisses his worries away. They're making progress on the case every day, but they're also falling deeper into each other. Hoseok can't describe the way that Yoongi makes him feel. Even something as simple as a look takes a new meaning when it's coming from Yoongi. Yoongi stares at him like he's looking deep into his soul, his sharp, nearly black eyes concentrated on him so intensely that it feels like a weight. But Hoseok means it in the best way, because Yoongi gives him his undivided attention every single time they're together. Whether they are talking about the case, Gloss, or even something as trivial as the weather, Yoongi listens to Hoseok's words and treats them like they matter. Yoongi makes him feel important. He makes Hoseok feel smart. He's always been put into a box because of his kind nature. People see him as only one thing, always happy-go-lucky, willing to share a laugh or a smile. Which is true to an extent, but he feels a lot of other things, too. Frustration when Gloss disappears right when they're so close to figuring out his identity, or even anger when the department doesn't listen to his recommendations on how to proceed with trying to catch him. Some days, he leaves the precinct feeling worn out and tired and just upset with everything. The bureaucracy, the bullshit, the astronomical egos of his superiors who think they know better than Hoseok just because of their rank. But as soon as he's in Yoongi's arms, it all just fades away. Because Yoongi listens to him, lets him feel every single emotion, whether it be good or bad. He treats him with such maturity and respect that it makes it nearly impossible to not love him. He could try to fight it,
He could find probably a dozen reasons why he should keep things professional with Yoongi. But then he sees those eyes, those beautifully expressive eyes, and he's a goner. He doesn't know if it's a mistake, if he'll look back on it one day with regret, but he finds that he doesn't care. Yoongi's attention and his touch and his love. God, how he hopes it's love so he's not in this thing alone, is enough to make the doubts going off in his head fall silent. When Hoseok gets called back into work suddenly in the middle of the day, he feels understandably nervous. But when the receptionist tells him he's meant to go to Seokjin's office, it dissipates. Even though the brass have been on his ass because he hasn't made an arrest yet, his boss has never treated him badly over it, or made Hoseok feel like it's his fault. Seokjin worked cases for years himself, so he knows it isn't as simple as going out and immediately catching the bad guy. But when he walks in Seokjin's office, he finds not his boss, but someone he's never seen before, and he's immediately on edge.
Jung Hoseok!
The man sticks out his hand, that Hoseok hesitantly shakes.
I thought I was supposed to meet with Lieutenant Kim?
Hoseok's eyebrows furrow, and the man chuckles.
I'm afraid he got called away to a meeting. But it's no matter. I can debrief you.
And you are?
Deputy Chief Kang Hyun-shik.
He grins at Hoseok before crossing his arms.
I've been watching over your progress.
You've been doing really good work.
Thank you, sir.
My entire team is determined to apprehend Gloss as soon as possible. Hoseok takes a seat as Hyun-shik gets situated behind Seokjin's desk.
The thing is, I've heard nothing but great things about you and your work ethic. It's very clear to me that your task force has been nothing but dedicated to taking Gloss down.
Hoseok nods. We're doing our best, and every day we're getting closer. In fact, I'm confident that one day we'll be able to catch him and bring him in.
I'm glad to hear that. But I'm afraid your last report we received was a little alarming. I'm worried about the direction you're leading your team, and it wouldn't be right for me to stay silent. Not when so much is at stake.
Hoseok blinks. I'm not sure I understand what you mean, sir.
Hyun-shik sighs. You say, actually, you insist the Gloss was not behind the attack on Agent Song, when we know that to be the case.
I hate to correct you, sir, but you couldn't be more mistaken. Hoseok inches closer on his seat. You see, I've spent the last 6 months studying Gloss, day in and day out. He's not an impulse aggressor. He plans things to a meticulous extent. He doesn't leave any clues, and he sure as hell doesn't leave any casualties behind. His weapon is his intellect, his ability to find corruption in high places, and exploit it at precisely the right time to ensure their downfall. Say what you will about his methods, but every single target he has chosen has been proven guilty.
Hoseok shakes his head.
Gloss wouldn't be violent. Doesn't fit his MO. He would never target an agent that is simply doing her job. She doesn't fall into the wrong side of his moral compass, and I'm confident that it was a setup.
Hyun-shik squints his eyes. You sound as if you are sympathetic to his cause.
I'm not saying that, sir.
Hoseok shrugs.
I'm just trying to make you understand our perp a little better. I've made it my business to get inside his head. So, I stand by my report. I think we need to divert some of our resources into trying to figure out who actually carried out that attack, and what grudge they might hold against Gloss. That could lead us to his true identity.
Hyun-shik shakes his head. I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
But, sir...
Our only job,
Our only focus is catching Gloss. He's not a cyber savior anymore. He's not some folk hero for the people. He's a criminal. And he will be treated as such. We've got a body on him now, and we'll be able to knock him off that high horse and take him out of the equation permanently once we catch him. Hosok pauses.
I'm sorry. Are you implying that you're going to push for a murder charge?
Absolutely. He hurt one of our own, and I'm positive the prosecution will pursue the death penalty.
The detective recoils. But that's not right. I'm telling you that Gloss isn't responsible. He targets power, not innocent people. He never killed anyone before, and he wouldn't start now.
If Gloss didn't exist, Agent Song would be alive.
You could say that about countless things, Hosok argues. That doesn't make it right to pin a murder charge on an innocent man.
So you believe him to be innocent?
Hyunchik gives him a scathing look, and Hosok immediately backtracks. That's not what I'm saying, sir. He has broken many laws in the name of sharing the truth with the masses. We can put him away for actual crimes he has committed. There is no need to pursue false leads.
You do not get to decide what is and what isn't true. You will do as you are told. You will stop investigating Agent Song's death, and you will focus solely on catching Gloss.
Sir,
this is not up for discussion,
Hyunchik yells, and Hosok shuts his mouth. He's fuming on the inside, but he knows it's pointless to argue with the man. He's painted this picture of Gloss being a deranged criminal in his mind, and no matter what Hosok says, he won't change his opinion.
Is that all, sir?
You're dismissed, Hyunchik says sharply, and Hosok nearly stops out of the office. He goes to grab the handle when Hyunchik speaks up once more.
Detective Jung, consider this your last and final warning. If I catch wind that you are insubordinate, there will be consequences. The only way we get rid of Gloss for good is if we work together.
Hosok doesn't bother to look back, walking out of the office without another word. Usually, Yoongi and Hosok's pillow talk has nothing to do with the case.
Gloss isn't invited to bed with us,
Yoongi had joked one day, and they stick to that rule religiously. In bed, they aren't Detective Jung and genius government contractor Min Yoongi. They're Hosok and Yoongi. Just Hosok and Yoongi. But just like Yoongi's good at reading mountains of code, he's good at reading Hosok, too. He can sense something is troubling the younger boy.
Talk to me, he whispers, leaning over to ghost kisses against Hosok's shoulder.
They're naked and sweaty, tangled up in Yoongi's sheets after a few hours getting lost in one another.
About what?
Hosok looks down at him through his thick lashes, leaning forward to brush his lips against Yoongi's forehead.
About whatever's troubling that pretty head of yours.
Yoongi reaches up to tap his finger between Hosok's eyes.
I can sense something is stressing you. So spill.
Hosok sighs heavily, stretching back against the pillows and pulling Yoongi onto his chest, wrapping his arms around him snugly. There's a couple of moments of silence as Hosok gathers his thoughts. Yoongi doesn't pressure him to speak, instead pressing feather-like kisses to his chest and circling his finger around Hosok's peaked nipple in a way that makes him shiver. Eventually, Hosok speaks up.
Do you ever have doubts about who's the good guy and who's the bad guy?
Yoongi looks up at him, brow furrowed.
You're going to have to explain that a bit more, baby.
Hosok groans,
reaching up to scrub his hand over his face. We spent all day chasing after a man who's saving lives. He's putting bad people in jail. He's doing good. I can't deny that, no matter how hard I've tried in the past. Yes, he's a criminal. Yes, he breaks the law. He's almost like Robin Hood or something. He gives back to the people who deserve justice, and puts those who don't away. Yoongi watches him with a curious expression on his face, listening to his every word carefully.
Go on, he encourages gently.
I don't know. You and I know that Gloss is innocent of Agent Song's murder. Even if you hadn't been tracking his movements that morning, we know this because we know him. He never hurt an innocent government worker, let alone murder one. Why would someone who exposed a bunch of military higher-ups for human rights atrocities commit them himself? It makes no sense.
Yoongi nods. You're right. He wouldn't.
So then why do my superiors seem hell-bent on disregarding our extensive reports? Why do they put so much effort into trying to pin murder on him?
Hoseok looks down.
I'm scared for him.
For Gloss?
Yoongi asks softly, and Hoseok nods. He may be a criminal, but he doesn't deserve death. Hyunsuk basically told me that he's being treated as a dangerous fugitive. They're going after him for first-degree murder, and they want him now, dead or alive. They want to push a capital punishment on him if we catch him. If we shoot, if it comes to that, it'll be to kill. Yoongi's silent for a long moment, the only sounds in the room their steady breathing. There's something fishy about this, Hoseok says, unable to take the silence anymore. Something is fishy about Hyunsuk. I know he's my superior, but for some reason, I don't trust him.
Don't cause trouble, Yoongi says finally, scooting up so he can look into Hoseok's eyes. Keep your head down and follow your orders. Always follow your orders. These people, I don't trust them to do the right thing, and I sure as hell don't trust them with you.
Hoseok stares into his eyes, confused. But
I will exonerate Gloss from the Song murder, Yoongi says confidently. Because you're right, he's innocent. He would never do something so horrible to anyone, especially someone who didn't deserve it. I'll clear his name. But Sokka, promise me, you won't disobey Hyunsuk, or anyone else for that matter. Don't draw attention to yourself. Don't make them think you can't be trusted. Do you understand me? I need you to stay out of trouble, to just stay focused on your own work.
Hoseok feels a shiver run down his spine at the intensity of Yoongi's gaze, his words, but he nods. I will. He pulls Yoongi down against him, finding his lips and pressing needy, insistent kisses against them. I will.
You mean everything to me,
Yoongi mutters between kisses, starting to move his lips down Hoseok's jaw and neck.
Everything, Sokka. And I need you to be safe. Please. Please.
Hoseok closes his eyes and lets Yoongi take his mind away from the stress and the worry, sinking deep into the throes of his lover's passion. Hoseok and Yoongi keep in contact with each other nearly all day long. Not just because of the case, but just to continue to check in on one another. He's fresh out of another horrible meeting with the deputy chief. Hyunsuk's ignorance on everything concerning Gloss nearly unbearable to witness. The detective is having another moment when he's thinking that he's on the wrong side of this fight, and it makes him feel horrible deep down in his bones.
So he heads out of the station without bothering to say where he's going, fuming on the inside at how little progress he's making to solve the real case because of the bullshit moves his superiors are pulling. He's starting to feel like the truth matters less and less, and all that anyone cares about is getting justice for Agent Song, even though they're targeting the wrong person. Hosok's frustrated, beyond frustrated, so much so that he's decided to take a half day, not giving a damn that he doesn't have anybody's approval. Before he even realizes it, his feet are leading him to Yoongi's apartment, his greatest sense of comfort, the only escape he feels from the constant stress that is the Gloss case. He doesn't call, knowing that at this time of the day, Yoongi will be at home. Yoongi lives in a nice building, but the doorman knows him by now and lets him go up without buzzing first. Hoseok goes to knock on the door, but when he places pressure on the door, it slides open. The detective immediately goes into red alert, pulling out his gun and lifting it up at the ready. Yoongi wasn't the type to leave his door unlocked so carelessly, and he fears the worst. He doesn't call out Yoongi's name, silently creeping through the apartment, using every ounce of strength to keep his gun hand steady. He checks the kitchen first, then the living room. He doesn't hear anything, so he moves on to the office, then the bedroom, but there's still nothing and no one to be found. Hoseok doesn't relax until the sound of running water registers in his ears, and he can't help but laugh at himself. Here he was, convinced Yoongi had been attacked or kidnapped by some assassin, when the reality was that Yoongi was simply taking a shower. He tucks the gun away back into his holster and sits down on the bed, resting back against the pillows to wait for him to finish. He notices Yoongi's laptop open on the mattress, and the responsible side of himself twitches. Hoseok had turned off his phone after storming out of the station, and he knows he's probably got a few angry calls waiting for him from his superiors after the stunt he just pulled during the latest briefing. While he doesn't feel any remorse on the way he left, he does feel bad for skipping out on work. There's always things to be done, and all the conflict he's had with Hyunchik lately has only served to make him more determined to catch Gloss first, so he can ensure that he goes down for the right reasons. He's positive that Yoongi has everything he would need to accomplish a few tasks on his laptop. After all, he's responsible for compiling practically all of the information in the first place. Sometimes, Hoseok feels like meeting Yoongi was a blessing for multiple reasons, because he's sure he would have been lost without the older man's help. Yoongi always knew where to look to find clues, and he could make connections that Hoseok never saw coming. Because of Yoongi's technical genius, Hoseok felt like they were closer to discovering Gloss than ever before. Hoseok taps on the keypad, realizing belatedly that it will more than likely be password protected, but to his surprise, the computer is unlocked. Yoongi must have just gone to shower on a whim right before he arrived. He sees the familiar font on Yoongi's screen that Gloss uses for his posts, and has to smile to himself. Yoongi is so much like himself, always tirelessly working away at the case, in a constant search for the truth. He admires that dedication in his lover, even if he's never said so out loud. He scrolls up to the top of the document, and gasps when he sees the name at the top. Kang Hyunchik. It's not that he's surprised at the idea of Hyunchik being a dirty cop. He's always been suspicious of the man, and he internally feels a little smug about the whole predicament. He hopes he'll be there to see Hyunchik's face when he finally goes down and is marched through the station in handcuffs. Hoseok blinks, settling down onto the bed and scrolling through the file, eager to see all of what he is sure are many ways that Hyunchik has been corrupting the police department. The glossed report details how the deputy chief, as an inside man, paid off by some powerful people with mafia ties to take down Gloss at all costs before he releases some very damning information about their government contacts who helped them import narcotics in and out of the country. That part isn't all that surprising. They do say that money is the root of all evil, and Hosok isn't shocked to learn that Hyunchik was a man motivated by greed. But when Hosok reads the part detailing encrypted emails of a hired assassin to take out Agent Song to sway public opinion on Gloss, as well as justify capital punishment against him, he gasps. It all connects. Right now, the public's approval ratings of Gloss were even higher than those for the president. They saw him as someone who fought for the little guy, for them, and they appreciated his unbiased approach to sharing the truth. He was beyond reproach, specifically because he wasn't violent, he was simply the messenger. But if the police would have been able to make a murder rap stick to Gloss, it would have ruined his legacy. It's strange, but in that moment, Hosok does feel a little sorry for Gloss, because he knows how hard it is to try your hardest and still be misunderstood. At the very end of the report is the very simple signature Hosok is so used to seeing by now. Gloss. It doesn't register for him at first. There's something off about the entire situation. In fact, he's excited to talk to Yoongi about the new expose, to gloat about Hyunchik being the rotten apple in the bunch all along. But the more the minutes tick on, and the longer he stares at the words on the screen, the more the unsettled feeling grows. He's so confused. The report is fresh. Surely he would have heard about it at the same time as Yoongi did, if not first. He came straight here from the station after a fight with Hyunchik himself. But it's in a different format than he's used to seeing them. It seems as if there's something loading to the side of the screen. A web encryptor of some sort, changing the words into a series of numbers and symbols that are being uploaded to somewhere. Hosok's never been a tech-savvy person. That's why Yoongi was so essential to his work process. The older man made sense of the random numbers and code that turned into evidence after unlocking the secrets of Gloss's security systems. He turns his phone back on, ignoring the missed calls and opening up his search bar, typing in Hyunchik's name. Surely a damning article on the deputy chief would be trending, but there's nothing there out of the ordinary. A notification from some chat service Hosok has never seen flashes across the top corner of the screen of Yoongi's laptop. From Sieg_LL. Let's get it! G. Should be up by the time I'm out of the shower. From Vante. G. Once it's live, I'll hit up my media contacts. This one is gonna be big. From RM. Let's take this fucker down. Then you plus your boy will be safe. From baby_G. You've got your back, Ji-hyung. Fuck the police, lol. From WWHandsome. I'll be able to watch it go down in real time. Can't fucking wait. The truth is staring Hosok in the face, but he doesn't want to admit it. There's only one way Yoongi would have access to this information, would be communicating with people who are obviously cheering on Gloss's next hit piece, and that would be if he was working with the man himself. Only people in Gloss's inner circle would be active in this stage of the process, which meant that Yoongi was a mole.
You weren't supposed to see that.
Yoongi's sudden voice makes Hosok jump, and he pulls out his gun, aiming it at him on instinct. The other boy blinks at him, unfazed by the weapon as he stands there, fresh from the shower with wet hair and casual, comfortable clothes. He looks beautiful and domestic, and not at all like the criminal Hosok knows Gloss to be. I came over and the door was open, and... Hosok shakes his head. No, wait a minute. This report, on Hyun-shik. He stands and backs up, keeping his eyes locked onto Yoongi, shaking his head. It can't be. Tell me it's not what I think it is, Yoongi.
Hosok.
I checked online, Yoongi. There's nothing there about Hyun-shik. And we were never investigating him as one of the potential targets that Gloss was going after. So why is there an entire expose on my boss on your computer? How do you have access to this information? If you had hacked into Gloss's mainframe well enough to see his correspondence, you would have told me. You kept this a secret from me. Why? Why? Yoongi still looks calm, his dark eyes locked directly onto Hosok. He doesn't move, doesn't want to spook him, so he stays put.
You know the answer, Sokka. You're the smartest person I know.
Don't fucking coddle me. Not now, after you've lied to me for months, Hosok gasps, his heart starting to break in his chest. You've been playing me. Oh my god, this, all of this, was just so you could cover your tracks. You agreed to help with the investigation, just so we would never get too close.
Yoongi looks down. Gloss is too important to not be protected.
That's bullshit, Yoongi. You just wanted to save your own ass. You pretended that you cared about the case. You cared about me. But it was all a lie.
It wasn't.
I don't want to hear your excuses. Hosok bites his lip. Why me, Yoongi? Why?
Sokka.
Just tell me the truth. For once, just be honest. Yoongi sighs.
Sokjin is our contact within the department. We had him assign you to the case so we could monitor the investigation. He thought you would eventually grow to be sympathetic to Gloss, and you have.
Hosok's head is throbbing. So it was all a setup. A conspiracy to prevent the police from ever finding Gloss. Tell me, Yoongi, in which meeting with your little band of criminals did you decide to fuck me? Did you meet me and volunteer that idea? Was that just... something fun for you on the side. A little notch in your bedpost since your plans were progressing so smoothly. Yoongi lets out a desperate bark of bitter laughter, running his hand through his damp hair and tugging at it a bit.
You, Sokka, you were never part of the plan. He looks up at the other boy honestly. I know my words mean nothing to you right now. But every moment I've spent with you, it's real. All of it.
I don't believe a word you're saying. Hosok's voice trembles. It would have been one thing if you just sabotaged the investigation. But you went so much further than that. You made sure to keep track of nearly all of my movements. You made this personal. And for what? Just so you could have the satisfaction of making a fool out of me? You are not a fool, Hosoka. I almost wish you were. Yoongi sighs, leaning against the wall and crossing his arms.
You were an unexpected part of the equation. I didn't mean to make it personal. I didn't mean to...
Is that supposed to make me feel better? You weren't planning on sleeping with me. It just happened. We were an accident. An unforeseen complication.
I didn't mean to get involved with you. I wasn't supposed to have feelings for the detective who was trying to bring me down.
Yoongi grits out, his eyes stinging with tears.
We aren't supposed to get close to people. To form attachments.
but you came into my life, and I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. The best goddamn thing. I know you hate me now. I know you feel betrayed and lied to, but what I did it to protect Gloss, but I also did it to protect you.
How can you say that when you're him? You're Gloss. This report, this code, it's yours. That's how you always knew what Gloss was thinking, because you were him. You were the ringleader.
His voice is getting louder, the faster the pieces of the puzzle are falling into place in his mind.
You knew how hard I was working to bring him in on legitimate charges. I was never going to be a part of some cover-up or conspiracy. I was trying to do things by the book, the right way. And they were going to kill you for it!
Yoongi yells angrily.
Why do you think I made Hyunjik my next target? The moment you stood up to him, when he realized you weren't willing to play his games, you became a problem. I saw his emails with his contacts, Hoseok. They were going to get rid of you, one way or another. They were considering trying to frame you, so you'd look like an accessory to Gloss's crimes.
But I was, Hoseok says, completely devastated. That day at Lee Pharmaceuticals, you brought me inside. You accessed their systems. The detective starts to laugh a little hysterically.
Oh my god, I literally stood there and kept a lookout for you while you hacked their systems. I helped you!
You never even touched a computer. I'm the one who stole that employee badge, who hacked their system and stole the information.
But the police wouldn't have cared to know the difference!
Hoseok screams back. They would have seen me on the security tapes and pinned me to the wall right along with you.
That's why you brought me along, so you could hold it over my head, so you could manipulate me if I ever came too close to discovering the truth.
He feels his eyes getting wet.
You killed me twice that day, Yoongi. You tied me to your crimes, and you kissed me. You kissed me, and you started this thing between us that will only cause me pain and suffering.
Yoongi shakes his head.
I wouldn't. I'm trying to save you, Sokka. Hyunjik and his people, they were even considering making you end up like Agent Song. I know you're upset. I know you feel betrayed. But you have to believe me when I say that I have always, always put your safety first.
Why would you do that? Why would you even care?
Because I love you!
Yoongi shouts, his chest heaving.
I love you, Hoseok. Not Detective Jung, but you. The rest of it, it didn't matter when we were together. I wanted you for me.
He tries to step closer, but Hoseok raises the gun back up.
Stay back!
Hoseok,
you're a criminal. Gloss has broken countless laws in his quest for truth. You can't deny that. You literally helped me build the case against him.
You said it yourself, Hoseok. He has a moral compass. A code. Every single person that he...
That you!
Hoseok corrects him. Say it plainly. Quit hiding behind pseudonyms and technicalities.
Fine. The people I targeted, the organizations I took down, they all deserved it. They were the ones hurting people, not me. Yes, I broke the law, but I did it because they were using their power to oppress the people. I never once tried to change your mind or influence your judgment on Gloss or his actions. You brought your concerns to me, and I listened. I tried to make you feel better, but this was never... Never about seducing you over to my side. I would never do that to you. I wouldn't.
Hoseok wants to believe him so badly, but he knows he has to be smart.
You told me to follow orders.
I have orders. Orders to shoot, to kill. Orders to take Gloss out. Yoongi stares at Hoseok, blinking, before he nods slowly. He always knew that Hoseok was one of the good ones, someone untainted and kind and pure. He always knew someone like him wasn't meant to have someone like Hoseok, that he'd never be able to have both Gloss and Hoseok indefinitely. So he makes the only choice he could, because he loves Hoseok that much. You're right. Yoongi's face turns soft, his eyes staring straight into Hoseok's as he holds his hands up to show he won't retaliate. You're right, Sokka. You have orders, and I won't stop you. I'm Gloss. You have him. You can take him out, sweetheart. It's okay. He tears up. But you have to do it, because I won't let you take me in. I won't let them change the narrative to paint Gloss as the villain. I will protect his legacy, and yours, even if it costs me my own life. Do you want to know the worst part? Hoseok's hands are shaking, the tears starting to fall down his face. I loved you, Yoongi. I loved you. I gave you my heart, and you broke it. No, baby. No. Yoongi steps closer, ignoring Hoseok's pleas for him to stay back. You don't have to feel any guilt for doing this. You'll be the one that saves me, that saves Gloss's reputation. You'll be able to solve your case and prove to the people that I was a good man. You won't have done anything wrong. Yoongi walks up directly to him, the end of the gun bumping against his chest. He smiles at Hoseok tearfully. I love you too. I always loved you, even when I knew I shouldn't. I can't let you get away with this, Hoseok cries. This is what I meant to do. The order was clear. You are considered to be a dangerous criminal. Any agent that comes across Gloss should shoot on sight. Hoseok repeats the words he's heard at least 100 times in every single briefing at the station, trying to stand firm in his convictions. But it's so damn difficult when it's Yoongi looking him in the eyes, begging him to kill him. That's right, baby. Those were your orders. This way, you'll be safe. Gloss's report on Hyunsik will be his last. You'll be a hero. It's okay. He reaches up a hand and wipes away Hoseok's tears, brushing his thumb gently against his cheekbone, his eyes unwavering and tender. It's okay, Sokka. It's okay. Do what you need to do. I will. I will. Hoseok tries to steady the gun, but it's useless. Yoongi sighs, slowly turning around, so that the gun rests right at the center of his shoulders, on top of his spine. Close your eyes, Sokka. Close your eyes and pull the trigger. Don't waste any more tears on me. Hoseok is a mess behind him. You really expect me to shoot you in the back? It will be easier, Sokka. This way you won't have to look at me. Yoongi closes his own eyes, digging deep to try to find his last vestiges of strength. You won't miss, Sokka. You can do this.
Yoongi.
I love you, Yoongi confesses, secret tears spilling down his own cheeks, leaning back harder against the gun. I love you. Hoseok is shaking all over, but he doesn't move to pull the trigger. All of the memories of the last few months with Yoongi pass in front of his mind. Pass in front of his memory. All the smiles, touches, kisses, looks. All of it. It's okay, Yoongi repeats softly. I love you. It's okay. Hosok holds his breath, his finger pressing down gently against the trigger, before he lets out a shattered sob and drops his arm to his side.
I can't. I can't. Yoongi.
I want you to, baby. I don't want you to compromise your own integrity, just for me. I won't hold this against you. I won't even be upset. I'll just love you, Sokka. I always will.
Hosok shakes his head as Yoongi looks over his shoulder at him.
No, I can't. I can't because I love you too.
He sobs, clutching at his stomach with his free hand and doubling over, still clutching the gun with his other.
Please don't make me do this.
Yoongi turns back around, grabbing Hosok's wrist to aim the gun at his own heart.
Then I'll help you, baby. Just keep your finger on the trigger. That way the forensics will match your story.
No! No!
Hosok tries to pull away, but Yoongi holds his hand steady.
You haven't done anything wrong. You haven't committed any crimes. I won't let you suffer because of me. I'll do it on three.
No!
Hosok yells, looking at Yoongi with desperate eyes.
You're not listening. I can't let you die. I don't want to lose you. I love you.
Yoongi feels his heart twisting in pain, seeing Hosok so upset.
I understand that, Sokka. But going to prison isn't an option.
I can't lose you,
Hosok repeats, one of his hands letting go of the gun to grab onto Yoongi's neck.
I can't lose you.
Yoongi pauses, considering. He lifts his hand slowly, gently reaching for the gun. He waits for Hosok to fight him, but it's the opposite, almost as if he can't wait to get the weapon out of his hands. Yoongi takes the gun and removes the chamber so there's no chance of it going off before he places it off to the side. Only then does he pull Hosok in. The moment they kiss, everything else ceases to exist. It's messy and wet with tears and desperate. Hosok manhandles Yoongi back toward the bed, both of them tearing at each other's clothes, and he shoves the laptop aside in lieu of crawling on top of the smaller man. From then, it's raw emotion and nothing else. Hosok prepares Yoongi with his fingers so he can kiss him and look into his eyes, desperate to not lose eye contact with him, needing him to know what he means to him. And when he's finally ready, Yoongi spreads his legs and pulls Hosok in, staring into his soul unflinchingly and whispering small encouragements about how good Hosok is, how good he feels, how brave he is, how much he loves him, as Hosok thrusts deep into his body, the detective too emotional to even speak, acting on pure instinct and emotion. It's frantic, so it doesn't last long. Soon, they're both screaming out each other's names, Hosok biting into Yoongi's shoulder as he pumps his release deep inside of him, marking him in more ways than one. Hosok collapses on top of Yoongi, both of them shaking and panting and crying and lost in each other.
You've ruined me,
Hosok says gently, lips pressed to his lover's collarbone, and Yoongi shakes his head.
You've ruined me, Min Yoongi.
Yoongi kisses away those words, his fingers gently stroking through Hosok's hair.
No. Never. I'll protect you. I'll disappear. You'll never have to see me again. I won't drag you down with me. Not now. Not ever.
You don't get it.
Hosok lifts up his hands, grabbing onto Yoongi's shoulders desperately.
I want you to.
Sokka.
Listen to me,
Hossok says through his teeth, eyes bright with purpose. He looks fierce and beautiful. You said it yourself. If I stay, they'll kill me and blame it on you. Yoongi doesn't even want to entertain that possibility.
By now, Gloss's article on Hyunchik will be live. He won't be able to hurt you, ever.
You think he is the only person who can't be trusted at the department? You said it yourself. You even had a man there working towards your cause. It's not too far of a stretch to think that there are others like Hyunchik, corrupt cops that we have yet to discover, who want Gloss silenced. The only options are either I kill you and expose Gloss, or we leave. We leave.
I could disappear.
Hossok shakes his head. I didn't include that option for a reason. I'm not. I won't lose you. I love you. I know it's wrong that we're on opposite sides, but I love you.
Sokka.
Yoongi wants to trust in it, but he also knows that right now Hossok is emotional and running on adrenaline from their lovemaking. His entire world has just been turned upside down.
Slow down for a second, baby. Breathe. I don't want you to choose something you'll regret.
He cups Hossok's face, wiping away the fresh tears.
I love you, Hossok. I know I've never said it before this moment. For some reason, I always felt too afraid to,
Yoongi explains gently.
It seems silly now, but it is what it is. All that's important to me is that you understand that I mean it. It's not just three words to me. It's everything. Which means I'll love you enough to do what's right for you, even if that means I need to walk away. I love you enough to leave. And even if I never see you again after this moment, I will still love you. For the rest of my days, no matter where I am on this earth, I will carry you with me in my heart.
He pulls Hossok down a bit so he can bring their foreheads together.
Gloss has a moral code, one that you know very well. But so does Jung Hossok, and I won't let you give it up just for me. You have to stay true to yourself. Because if you didn't, if you left behind all those little things that make you, you, then it would be like I'm the one killing you, Sokka. And I would never, ever forgive myself.
Hossok looks into his eyes desperately as he calculates his response. He reaches up and curls his delicate fingers into Yoongi's silky black hair, fluffy now that it's dried. You said it yourself. Gloss has a moral code, and I do know it well. I've been struggling these last few months. Struggling with my entire belief system. Everything I thought I knew to be true and just. He trails off, shaking his head. I never believed myself to be a naive person, Yoongi. I knew there was corruption in the world. I knew that there were bad people. But I never thought it was on this scale. That it would be my own government, my own job. Police officers take an oath. We're supposed to protect and serve. We're supposed to do our damnedest to keep everyone safe. But the more cases I worked, the more Gloss uncovered. Hossok shakes his head. I feel so helpless, Yoongi. I feel like I'm fighting against an institution that's been in place for so long that I'm powerless.
Not powerless. You're doing the best you can, what you think is right, and that is commendable.
Hossok sighs. I became a detective so I could help people. That's all I ever wanted to do. I know it sounds childish, but I wanted to make the world a better place. I wanted to do my job well. But I was given orders to take Gloss down, but how can I? How can I when I see that Gloss has done more good than bad? And I know you. His fingers tighten on Yoongi's face. You're good. You're good. How does it make sense that you should be locked away or killed just for trying to uncover the truth? How could I be the one to arrest you, to hurt you, when I love you so damn much?
Sokka.
He shakes his head stubbornly. I don't want to be left behind, Yoongi. I've been questioning things for a long time. I just didn't want to admit it. I understand now what I want. I want you. Don't leave me. Please don't leave me here alone. There has to be a way for us to be together. Yoongi looks up at him, those sharp eyes nearly all-encompassing.
If you choose this, there's no going back, Sokka. You weren't aware of my crimes before, but if we walk this path, you will be. With your background, they won't just treat you as an accessory, but as my partner. If we were to ever get caught, they'd punish you just as fiercely.
I know that, but I don't care. I don't care. The entire police force is about to be thrown into scandal. Things will never be the same. I just want to get far away from here. I want to be useful. Hosok shrugs. I don't know much about how Gloss's organization works, but if there is space for me in your crew, in your life... Yoongi smiles at him, soft and fond. There will always be space for you. Always. I'm not a liar, Yoongi. Hosok shakes his head. I don't know what you're hoping for, but I can't be like Sokjin. I can't play the role of a double agent. I don't have that nature within me, to pretend, to lie. I need a clean break.
I can get you out of here, baby, Yoongi promises, staring into his eyes unflinchingly. I'll make it so you'll disappear, and they'll never be able to find you. We can leave this city, hell, this country. Korea isn't the only place in the world with corruption. We can do a lot of good work. We can make a difference.
Yoongi leans forward, pressing his lips against Hosok's, ever so gently.
Together.
Beside them, the laptop dings, and Yoongi looks over at it, his eyes quickly scanning through the chat messages.
The report is out. It's already trending on Twitter.
He looks at Hosok.
How do you feel?
Hosok lets out a relieved breath, the ghost of a smile on his lips. His world is about to change forever, but he'll have Yoongi by his side. And he knows that just like Yoongi had the power to change his life, his heart, that together they can change the world for the better. He looks at Yoongi, his face splitting into that gorgeous sunshine smile. I feel excited to see what comes next, to really have the chance to be with you, Hosok confesses, making Yoongi's heart soar.
Good.
The computer dings again, a few more new chat messages popping up, and he knows it's his crew celebrating another job well done. Because even though he is technically Gloss, the leader, Gloss itself is a collective group of brilliant, incredible, brave, passionate people he trusts with his life, that he adores. His friends. His family.
Not just good, but great,
he corrects himself, grinning a wide, gummy smile as he laces their fingers together, staring into Hosok's eyes, feeling completely content.
What happens now, Yoongi? Hulsok asks, his brown eyes soft and adoring, staring up at Yoongi as he waits for his lover to lead him down the right path, despite the fact that it might be one he never expected. Yoongi kisses him on the lips, feeling excited for what's to come. First, there's a few people I'd like you to meet. The end. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podfic, leave kudos or a comment on the AO3 page. And if you like the story, go leave feedback for the original story linked from the AO3. I'm so glad I finally recorded this. I read this when it was coming out. It was my favorite thing. I loved it so much. I have really good memories of, like, that particular era of my life, of going insane over this story. It has lived in my mind rent-free for years, especially that one bit where Yoongi's like, you have him, you can take him out, it's okay. It makes me go insane. It makes me go insane, and I love it. It was really fun to record, but I felt like there's a lot of emotions I can put into it. I really like recording, like, super emotional things, and this really fit into that niche. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed.